right now, it's time for our regular Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh segment, and Janae is here today. Hi, Janae.
Hi.
It's so nice to meet you. How old are you?
I'm 10.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Liberty Elementary.
And what grade are you
in? I'm in fifth.
What do you like? What do you have any favorite subjects?
My favorite subjects are math, a little bit of reading, and science.
What are you doing in science in school now?
In science, we're doing evaporation.
Very cool. Is it part of the water cycle that you're looking at, or what are you learning about?
It's like we take this soap and we put it in this evaporating dish, and this soap is mixed with like water. So it's like soap water, and we put it in an evaporating dish. And now we left it to sit, and I don't know what it looks like now.
So you're going to be making observations as time goes on. Do you have a hypothesis of what might happen?
That soap will like start to show.
Interesting. I'll bet you can't wait to see what it's going to look like. Do you have any buddy in your family you would like to say hello to?
Hi, Mom.
I'm so glad. I know she heard you. And tell me about the person that's sitting next to you. Who's that?
Well, that's Kara. She is my big sister. And we recently just went to a December winter party for Big Brothers and Big Sisters. We played games. We went ice skating. Not so good at it.
I'm not good at it either. Did you fall? Did you cling to the side? That's what I do. I hold on to the side and kind of propel myself around.
They had these, I don't know what you would call them, like little walkers.
Oh.
And I skated. I used it to keep my balance.
Like training wheels. Mm-hmm. That's what I need. Did you go at Market Square or Schenley Park?
Schenley Park.
Okay, I haven't been to Schenley Park's ice rink. Market Square, they don't have that kind of assistance, I don't think. Was that your first time going?
Nah, I would say my third time.
So do you think ice skating will ever be for you, or?
No.
Let's hear a little bit from your big sister who's here. That's Janae and Kara. How are you at ice skating? Did you do okay?
I'm okay. I just needed to tighten the skates a little bit and did pretty well.
Tell me about yourself. Where are you from and what do you do?
Originally, I'm from Cincinnati, and I've been living in Pittsburgh for 4 years now, working at Beth Shalom Early Learning Center in Squirrel Hill. I do their marketing and communications.
Oh, that's great. And what got you involved in the program?
I actually had a big sister growing up, so I knew once I settled into a city that I liked, I wanted to get involved in the program. So since I've been here 4 years, I decided to make the contact, and Janae and I have been matched for almost a year now.
Well, that's great. What brought you to Pittsburgh? Was it the job, or did
I wanted to work with nonprofits, so I knew Pittsburgh had a lot of them.
Yeah, we sure do. What do you remember most about the difference that a big sister made in your life growing up?
It was really good for me to just have somebody outside of my mom to talk to. And my brother actually had a big brother too, so he got his big brother first. And so I saw all the fun things they were doing and asked my mom if I could do the program also. And so I just remember being able to share a lot of things with her that she would come to my school events. It was definitely somebody else who was always there besides my family, which was very helpful.
Janae, is Kara the first big sister that you've had?
Yeah.
What was it like to get matched?
It was exciting.
Can you describe what the process was like? What did they do?
So,
Oh, that's okay. If you don't know her name, but somebody from Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
Yes, they brought Kara with her, and we talked about what was going to happen, what it was going to be like, what events, stuff like that. Before she left, we took this photo, and it was for when we first met, the first day we met, and then I made this box where I got everything we did in it.
That's a, so you had an activity ready for the first day you met to mm-hmm. get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gone to work to see where Carol works?
We have rode past it. It's this big, big building. It's huge.
You haven't been inside yet, though. Mm-mm. Maybe one of these days you'll get a chance to do that. What are some of the things that you like about having a big sister?
I like that we can always go places. I like how there's a special events. All the fun stuff we do, how she's nice. She's just fun to be hanging out with.
That's a nice way to put it, just to hang out and take it easy. You probably don't even have to have plans necessarily. You can just spend some time together. Have you thought about what you'd like to be when you get older?
I am going to be a doctor in the Army.
You know exactly what you want to be. Do you know anybody in the Army?
My aunt. We call her Anna. She just went into the Air Force.
And why a doctor?
Because I like whenever one of my friends get hurt, I like to try to help them. And so I try like I'm to be a doctor. But since I know there's a lot of people who get wounded in the Army, I wanted to help them there.
That's a very good thing. It sounds like you really like to help other people. And I think you're doing that by being on the radio today because there might be people listening that don't realize that they would enjoy being a big sister or big brother, or that they'd like being a little sister or a little brother, and there's still room for everybody to participate. Would you recommend it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody should have one.
That's good to know. And we have Christine Pace here with us. It's good to see you after a little while since we've seen each other.
Yes, hi, Larry.
I know it's the 50th anniversary of Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh.
Yes, next year we're getting keyed up for all of our celebration activities. We'll have something big planned for each month for the entire year to celebrate 50 years of serving the community of Pittsburgh.
Oh, that's exciting. And 50 years is a long time to be doing something. And you think about all the people. Do you have a sense of how many bigs and littles have passed through? That would be hard to figure out.
I know that they're looking into all of those kinds of things. We've contacted tons of alumni. We have, you know, former littles that have been bigs and they're bigs. And just there'll be a lot of exciting things to see.
Try to draw a family tree, because I'll bet you'll find littles that became bigs that begat littles.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, it's exciting. You mentioned you liked math before. Janae, what are you doing in math right now?
We are doing subtracting fractions.
Wow. So like a quarter minus an eighth? Would you know how to do that? You don't have to do it now, but like 1 over 4 minus 1 over 8, is that?
Yeah, I would know how to do that.
Wow, that's not easy to learn how to do. Are you good at it? Getting there?
On the test, I'm good at it, though.
Good. Well, you know.
On fractions test, I've never got lower than a B.
Good for you. That's great. You know, I hope that you'll always keep up your love of helping other people. It's really important. It might seem now like you know you'll never give it up, but, you know, sometimes when you get older, you start to think of doing other things, but I think it's great that you like to do that. The world needs people that help other people, and it sounds like you're really good at it, too. Your friends must really love you.
Thank you.
And is there anything else that you wanted to say, Kara?
I just really enjoyed this program. I knew going into it that I was going to like it, but it's definitely exceeded everything that I thought it would be.
I'm glad. And Janae, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
I think that's about it.
And did you have anything else to add? Any special events?
Just as always, if you're we are always in need of bigs and always in need of littles. So just to call our offices, 412-363-6100. If you're interested in being a big, or you know somebody who'd be a great big, and also if you have a child who you think could benefit from the program, we'd love to talk to you.
Terrific. Were you thinking of going to the museum today to look around?
Yeah.
Because I have a pass for you to do that.
Thank you.
Which you can use today. One reason I asked is I think that's one of our passes that expires at the end of the year, and I would never want to do that if you weren't going to go today. And I also have a radio patch for you, Janae.
Thank you.
And you can keep that as a souvenir of your visit today. And I really want to thank you, all three of you, for coming. I hope you'll visit us again. It was really nice to talk to you. You can call us Saturday and talk to us about what you're doing. Thank you, Janae and Kara and Christine, all from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh.